Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up. It's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laughter's waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. It is a fine and happy Wednesday here at the Gas Digital Studios. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico, saying welcome to the Morning Zoo. Before I start today's show, I want to give a special shout out to Ron Goddamn Bennington, a man who deserves all the flowers in the world. In my opinion, hard to argue that he may be one of the greatest broadcasters of all time, and he's influenced so many of us. And I know a lot of the people that you love that do these podcasts, we learned to broadcast from Ron, from Chris Stanley and Chris Figa on High Society, who both work on the show, to tons of us. And I just want to give a big shout out to Ronnie B. I fucking love you, dog. And I have wonderful guests today from Comedy Fight Club. It is our good friend, Matt Maron. How you doing, boss?
What's up? Good. How you doing?
Fucking great. It's going to be a wonderful day. And it's going to be a wonderful day because we have another great guest. Absolutely hilarious. Our great friend, Priya Blunts. How you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
It is going to be a fantastic day. Let's get plugs right out of the way. Priya, what do you want people to check out?
Oh, please keep a lookout for my upcoming 420 show. I'm going to be posting about it everywhere on my Instagram at Priya Blunts. Please, please, please come for 420. It's the opening of Mike Tyson's new dispensary in Brooklyn.
Oh, fuck. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Matt, what do you want people to check out, dog?
We are Comedy Fight Club. Live shows every Sunday night at Lucky Jack's, 9 p.m. YouTube.com/Comedy Fight Club. I have a roast coming up. I'm doing April 10th at Grove 34. It's a character roast. I'm in the main event as a construction worker roasting the woman I catcalled. And April 14th, doing stand-up at Gold Sounds Bar. It's a weekly show. It's always a good time there.
Fantastic. Find me on Instagram. Zach is not funny. PunchUp.live/Zach Amico for all my dates. Most importantly, May the 23rd, doing my half an hour special at the Greek in the Cave in Austin, Texas, 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Splitting that with the great Tim Butterly. Should be a really great weekend. We're going to be taping specials Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with some of all your favorite comics. And all the Gas people will be down there. There's going to be Story Wars. Big J is going to be at the Mothership. If you're going to take a vacation for comedy, you can see a lot of fucking great shows that weekend, so come on out. And hey, if you like this show, go to GasDigital.com today and use my promo code ZOO. You get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You save a few bucks a month. You get your live chat. You get the archives, thousands of hours of all your favorite Gas shows only available there. And you get our Friday bonus episode. We do three of these a week. And if you want all three, you got to subscribe. And I will say this week's bonus episode, a fucking banger. We've got the Workforce Titan guys on, Tubbs and Ryan Foster, and the first ever call-in from my dad, Paul Amico, to tell stories about welding. And I had my dad on for about 15, 20 minutes, and he fucking killed.
Yeah.
And I think he's got the bug now. He's very excited.
That's
awesome. I think I've created a podcaster.
Did he just call in and talk about welding?
Yep.
Nice.
I wrote down a bunch of stories to kind of interview him.
Yeah.
So check that one out. I'm really pumped on it. And thank you so much for tuning in to the show. Also, happy birthday, Louis J. Gomez. Fucking none of us would be here without you, dog. Got to start with a gross one. I apologize. Okay, before we do this one, I will tell you she lived.
Okay.
So don't feel too bad. Girl 3 has has intestines ripped out in freak pool drain accident. Shannon, what the fuck happened to this poor thing?
Okay, so this family was on vacation in Mexico,
They were in a pool, and they were in the shallower end of the pool. They were watching her. It's nothing that the family did wrong, but the cover to the drain. And so I'm just going to show you an image just so you can visualize it. So the cover to this drain came off randomly and sucked the girl into it. And it sucked out a portion of her intestines.
From her asshole.
Yeah.
It would be pretty hard from the other way.
Oh, no.
Zach had to make sure we knew exactly where that came out of. Like, whoa, to be clear, it was out of her asshole.
So she got pink socked.
Yeah.
To almost to death by a pool filter.
Yeah.
And Shannon, and they got her to the hospital, and okay is probably not the word.
Yeah, right. She's living.
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 They got it back. They took a pencil and pushed it back in. Well, eraser side, don't worry.
Nothing about the water in Mexico is okay, is it?
I've heard of Mexican water making you shit.
So she can't eat, and I don't know if this is gonna be how that's gonna be for the rest of her life, but so she has to like have a bag where they like, you know, give her nutrients and then take the nutrients back out of her.
Yeah.
Because there is a section of her intestines that is still missing. But she is like,
what
are
they just wading through the water looking for it?
She got a collage, a baby Ric Flair.
Oh, no. Oh, that's awful. I wanted to. So there's a book. Which, Shannon, have you read? It's a Chuck, the guy that did Fight Club, Chuck Palahniuk?
Palahniuk.
I know how to. Yeah. I don't know how to
I
say
know
it.
I think I've seen the spelling, but I've never actually learned how to pronounce it.
And that is one of the stories in it. Yeah. Can you go down to his books? It's one of the first ones.
Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
I think it's Haunted. Yes. So it's
that's the face you make when your intestines get ripped out of your asshole.
So it's the book is it's a writer's retreat, and there's all these different people telling stories from their past to try and like inspire them. And one of them is somebody who's a kid who's obsessed with sitting at the bottom of the jacuzzi and jerking off.
Oh, like right by the thing that, like, the pressure, water pressure
but the
thing.
Filter sucks his asshole out. but then the topper on the story is that he comes the hardest of his life.
Yeah.
And then his sister gets in the hot tub and gets pregnant.
Oh, hell yeah.
So this could be worse.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I think one day in the far future, she's going to make a man very happy.
Go ahead. I don't feel nothing. Yeah. It's like a Pringles can.
Yeah. That's not, he can never come again unless he's having his intestines ripped out.
That is... God, a 3-year-old getting rosebudded is not good.
Yeah, nope, not fun.
Have you heard of that? Like, gay guys used to, or I guess it's maybe still
when
a thing.
When it prolapses or whatever.
They call them blooms or rosebuds.
Yeah.
And they take pictures of it, and it's like a fetish. But this is like a section, right?
It's a whole bush.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Mm, Montezuma really wanted revenge.
Yeah, is that... I mean, that's got to be lifelong money, right? I mean, it's Mexico, though.
Yeah.
Who do you sue? You sue the resort?
They're suing the company that, like, created that drain device.
Yeah, I would
and
say.
And they are based here in the United States. And so the first time they attempt up in Pittsburgh, the first time they attempted to sue them, they dismissed it because they said they shouldn't be responsible because it occurred in Mexico. And so, like, I guess they made some changes and they're attempting to refile the lawsuit now.
Yeah, I'm going to go. And I'm not always on the side of a lawsuit, a frivolous lawsuit, but I don't think this is frivolous.
I wouldn't say so.
This girl probably deserves money for life.
She needs a new asshole, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to GoFundMe that.
She needs a skin graft for a new asshole.
Yeah.
ASAP.
Yeah. You don't want to crowdfund your daughter's asshole.
Yeah. Although, to be fair, it's one of the more things I'm more likely to donate to of all the GoFundMes I've seen.
Yeah. Well, they don't send pictures.
Right. Yes.
Dude, that is one of the worst things I've ever heard.
Yeah, 3-year-old has got a colostomy bag, and they're and the company's just like, it was in Mexico, you can't sue us.
Yeah. She just potty trained.
I know.
What a bait and switch.
Yeah.
You just started
learning how to use your asshole properly, yeah. And then it got ripped out of you.
Yeah, and that's gonna set her back years in wiping.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Well, she's probably gonna have to develop like a really good personality. You know?
Oh
what I mean?
Boy, yeah. She better get funny.
She might get into stand up actually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it might be a while.
Yeah.
That's got to be so tough for her, because they make noise. Those bags.
Mm.
I had a teacher, Mr. Alfano. He announced at the beginning of the year one year. he had a very funny Jersey accent, and he goes, to address my current health issues, yes, I do have a colostomy bag currently, and if you hear sounds, they are not funny. I am defecating into my bag. I would prefer if there are no funny comments or laughter or snickers. Well, it is a natural process.
Just imagine, like...
He was the health teacher.
Oh, God.
He also told us you always have to wear a condrome.
A condrome? That accent just makes me imagine him at, like, a Jets game, be like, hey, watch my bag here.
I mean, if you have a friend with one, every once in a while, you gotta slap it.
Yeah, of course.
Like it's like when you take boxed wine out.
Yeah.
And you hold it. Did you guys slap the bag when you guys drank boxed wine?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to.
You gotta slap the bag.
Yeah.
Dude, that's this poor girl. Shout out to this poor girl.
Yeah, how long is it going to be a lifetime thing?
Yeah, Shannon, is there any updates? Do they think they can rebuild her and make it better?
So what they did so far, they said that all the small bowel is gone.
It's my favorite Blink-182 song.
Yeah, all the small bowel.
They brought the colon up and joined the colon to the small bowel. So she's connected, but she has no small bowel. And they're saying that in the future, she may be a candidate for an internal organ transplant. So I guess maybe at some point this will resolve, but it seems like it's going to be a long time.
I would donate mine in a few years when I'm gone, but I don't think she wants it.
Yeah, you never think about that when you sign up to be an organ donor. Yeah. They're going to take your bowel for someone whose asshole was ripped out.
You probably want a fresh one. I've done a lot of damage.
Yeah, yeah.
And she might be better off
right.
with what she's got now than mine.
Oh, man. Yeah, having to go through like junior high school with a colostomy bag would be a nightmare.
Oh, fuck, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The only people I know with colostomy bags are literally, like, 50-year-old men.
Yeah.
Or 60-year-old.
Older. 50 older. Is young for a colostomy bag, even, I think.
Oh, and then, they stink.
Yeah.
And they're, you gotta go change your bag. Oh, you gotta raise your hand, teacher, I need to go change my bag.
Yeah, it's a good way to get out of, like, pop quizzes.
Oh, I mean, you never got to do gym.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's no way.
She's probably never getting in a pool again.
Yeah, I'd say. Yeah.
Imagine doing the mile in gym and finishing behind the girl with the colostomy bag.
No contact sports, definitely.
No.
So she signs up for football.
Yeah.
Nobody's touching. I mean,
she'd be a great QB. No one's gonna sack her.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she is sacked.
She's sacked already.
She's sacked currently.
But no, everyone like, yeah, you just get to throw the ball. You get all the time in the world. Everyone's just like kind of standing at a
distance. She can run it.
Yeah, run. No one's tackling her.
Holy shit! This poor girl, man. All right, moving on. Let's keep the good times coming. Distressing video reveals how wheelchair-bound Universal Studios guest was killed by a roller coaster.
Okay. Well, let's start off light with a story where someone doesn't die.
Yeah.
They just had their asshole ripped out. Now let's get to death.
Now let's watch a man in a wheelchair be killed by leisure.
Yeah. Yep.
New video reveals fatal incident on Epic Universe's Stardust.
Stardust roller coaster. I don't know if I know
where
that.
Epic Universe?
In Florida. But I don't know what this roller coaster is.
Okay. I need a statement on what happened. If you could recall, if you were able to.
We went on the ride.
That's his girlfriend.
I saw him, he was too low. He doesn't have any support on his leg.
Okay.
They pushed it about 3 times, maybe 4.
Who pushed it? The ride workers?
Yes.
Okay.
I tried. I saw him on the first drop. I saw him hit his head. I tried to hold him. I couldn't hold him.
Okay.
Another one, he hit his head.
So he hit, so...
He just went up and hit.
So the seat was loose the whole time?
It looked like he was tight.
Okay.
But it wasn't, like I said, he doesn't have support on his leg. So
I got you.
He can't just hold support, so he can just stay in place.
Okay.
That's all I can remember because I lost my glasses halfway up the ride. I don't
know.
All I know, he kept hitting his head. I tried to hold him.
Pause. So at one point, her boyfriend said to shoot, and then she had to go, my glasses.
Also, he's sitting right next to her. Is she that blind without the glasses? She can't see him.
Also,
right,
you know, she was also nervous about fitting on the ride.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So there was a point where she was relieved.
Yeah.
It just feels like these people, I mean, it just, I look, if you don't, it, was it that he doesn't have legs or that his legs don't work?
Shannon, tell me.
He has a spinal injury. So I just think he didn't have, I'll click away and just show you him real quick. I just think he doesn't have a use of his legs. Here, this is him. This is him in better times.
Aw, buddy. Aw, shit.
So, he's using his arm. So just
Yeah. Mario World was all one Mario Kart track for him.
Yeah. He should have gotten buff like Joe Swanson from Family Guy. He could have held himself on the ride the whole time.
So here's my fear before we continue. If you have a major spinal injury,
yeah,
there has to be a sign. Because they don't let pregnant ladies on, epileptic people.
Yeah. They don't even let short people on.
Yeah.
So they actually beforehand, so all of the workers were cleared of any wrongdoing here because they followed policy to the T. But when they opened the ride back up, it said it included a requirement that any handicapped people must be able to walk on their own in order to ride the roller coaster. They put that after this incident happened.
I would say let's keep it going. I want to see how bad this gets.
Can't his head anymore.
Okay.
But he was...
All right, just take a couple breathes, all right? Deep breaths, all right? I know it's a hectic situation, okay? Do you know where your wallet is with your license at least? You already got it? All right, never mind, it's okay. Are you able to do a statement or no? Which is just you write what you have. Are you willing to let one of these people... Are you willing to write it for her?
Man, Spanish ladies won't let go of their fucking phone for nothing.
Yeah.
The catch for that is... I think the fire department's waiting for her right now, so that they can ride in. She can ride in with them.
Okay.
Yeah. So are we able to do that at the ER?
Yeah. We have it
on
camera.
We just do a verbal thing.
It's
fine.
Oh, you can fast forward
a little, Shannon.
Yeah, that's the end.
That's a bad day at work.
Yeah. Not to victim blame or anything, but if I had a major spinal surgery and I'm in a wheelchair for life, I think I've ridden my last roller coaster.
You don't want to victim blame. He's a thrill seeker.
Yeah.
But...
If
you have a major spinal injury, maybe getting jostled. Just enjoy the ride.
Yeah, I've ridden enough roller coasters in my life. If I never ride one again...
Do we know how he got in the chair?
It just says spinal injury.
If it was
injury.
A different roller coaster, that's on him.
Yeah.
is there any more, Shannon?
I mean, that's really it. It said that he hit his head once, and then he passed out. And at that point, he was kind of flopping all over and hitting his head multiple times. And then...
So he died of blunt force trauma to the
head?
It
was exactly that, yeah.
Is that the medical term, flopping all over?
Yes. it's a medical term called wacky waving inflatable tube man.
But, like, don't they like monitor the rock, like the, because don't they have those like pictures, like imagine like
there's the picture at the end of him dead.
Well, no, they try to do the picture at like the drops and stuff. It's always at the drops.
Did they get the flopping around on camera?
Imagine
being somebody else on the ride and you really like the way you look in the picture. You want to get up, but there's a dead guy behind you. I don't think I could buy that. Or someone buys it and doesn't even realize they were just looking at themselves the whole time.
Holy shit.
They post it online and people are like,
There definitely is the picture.
Yeah.
There's a picture. There's got to be.
Yeah.
But don't they like keep an eye on those to like see if anything looks
probably.
Off?
What, are you going to stop it?
I mean, it's going way too fast, probably.
It's a minute.
I mean, but like, you know how there's like rounds? Like, it, sometimes it'll go through the same. I don't know.
I don't know if there's an. I guess there's an emergency break. Yeah.
There's gotta be.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's not gonna help.
Yeah. I don't know if the picture gets like developed and sent to them quick enough where they can be like, wait, stop the ride. Someone's dead on there.
Yeah, fuck. That's a bad day because not only is her day ruined, there's a lot of people on that line.
Yeah.
But he was in a wheelchair. He cut to the front.
That is true.
You know what? There was somebody who was like, that motherfucker, he fucking...
skipped the line and then...
ruined it for everybody else.
Oh, what a bad day.
Do you want to see a video taken from that roller coaster?
Not with him.
But just so you can know what the ride is.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Stardust Racer Roller Coaster Epic Universe, right? This makes sense. Okay.
Should we guess the exact moment?
Okay. All right, hon. This is going to be fun. Uh-oh. Okay. I bet he's still okay.
He's still all right.
He's not okay anymore.
Nope.
My glasses.
And boom, flopping around.
Oh, yeah, this is not good.
Yeah, this is not good.
Oh, man, he looks like he's doing the YMCA.
Yeah.
He looks like he's one of those inflatable things outside of a used car dealership.
Oh, man.
He was dead, got hit with the water, and woke up.
I bet that's the longest. Because what is this, a minute and a half tops, probably? Oh, no.
A minute 51 is this video.
Oh, man. This had to be so... This had to feel like an hour for this poor girl. Oh, Jesus Christ.
You know, it really
A victory parade as your boyfriend is lying next to you, unconscious.
You know, I do commend him because, like, sometimes there's people that, like, they'll be confined to a wheelchair and they'll be like, ah, woe is me. But, like, yeah. He's like, no, I want to go ride roller coaster. He went out doing what he wanted to do.
I mean, there's a middle ground.
Bashing his head.
Yeah.
Bashing his head repeatedly on metal. Yeah.
I mean, outside of the fact, watching that, if you try not to think about the fact that someone died on this, you're like, it's kind of a fun ride.
It looks like a great ride.
It's a great ride.
But, yeah, I guess there has to be a per unless he... It was just physical. If he was slow, it might be a easier sell to say he doesn't have personal responsibility. But if he has a full cognitive ability, there has to be part of him that broke a rule to get on there.
Mm.
Or at least common sense.
Maybe. Yes, I would say common, because apparently the ride didn't have that requirement beforehand.
Yeah.
That is the thing. Whenever you go to an amusement park, they all try and talk about how handicap accessible they are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I get wanting to be handicap accessible, but some things, I don't know how accessible you really can be.
I think it's obviously a sad story. The only funny version of this story would be, you know, the fat ladies that go to the parks and show if they can fit in the rides or not?
Yeah.
If one of them popped a screw and flew out, that would be a funny story.
A funny way for someone to die on a roller coaster.
But do you think because of those, like, because they have to make the things that they secure you with, like, be
bigger?
Able to... Like, they've had to make them, like, slightly looser. He just kind of...
I'd imagine that they got to keep it, because it clicks.
Yeah.
So I'd imagine they add a click. They don't...
Because, yeah, he was flopping around, so it would have probably had to have been tighter for him.
Yeah.
I'd imagine they expand. They don't... But they keep the original click.
Yeah.
Was it one of those that goes... It's obviously not the one that goes over your...
Yeah, no, I think it would. Yeah.
I think that's what they said. You ever been on Nitro at Six Flags Great Adventure?
Because
that's the one it just goes on your lap. There's nothing over.
Mm-hmm.
And that one, every single time you hit like a hill, it feels like you're about to fly out.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. But I've been on it a bunch of times and I don't think I've ever heard of anyone actually flying out. So I think it's safe. But I mean, that, he probably would have been fine on that because it would have just held the legs in.
I found some more information on another article.
Oh, good.
So it says, according to the sheriff's report, a doctor was waiting to get on the ride, claimed she recalled seeing Kevin's bloodied body as he appeared lifeless, slouched over with his arm hanging over the side. The doctor said that she jumped in to examine him and that his femur was seemingly completely broken in half and resting on the back of his seat. She said,
"Oh my God."
And one investigator said, "I guess he wasn't strapped in all the way." An autopsy report said multiple blunt impact injuries.
So his leg broke and went backwards?
That's what it seems like from what this doctor said.
Jesus Christ.
That's insane. And the femur's like the big, like from your knee up to your waist. That's like.
So that means it flopped the other way. Dude, this guy had the mobility of a Jeff Dunham puppet.
Yeah.
Holy shit. So his leg was around him? I think that might be weak legs from not using them.
Maybe.
Those might be atrophied legs.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Damn, I just feel bad. I feel like this is what this couple was doing because they, like, obviously can't have sex all the time.
Yeah.
This is, like, their excitement.
Mm.
So in Murderball, the documentary about paraplegic rugby... They talk about fucking a lot. They talk about, the one guy's like, dude, you think you learn how to brush your teeth? No, you learn how to jerk off. And then there's this one smooth black guy, and he's like, I got my own modified doggy style. I take a towel and I wrap it around. I use my upper body strength to bring myself in from the back.
Oh my God.
So handicapped people fuck.
Oh yeah. Damn, I just watched the gold medal Paralympic hockey game a couple weeks ago. Now, anytime I watch Paralympic hockey, this is all I'm going to be thinking about. Is
Have you seen Murder Ball?
No, I haven't seen Murder Ball.
You would love it.
Yeah.
Shannon, bring up the trailer for Murder Ball. Yeah. Fuck it. Have you heard of it?
Yeah.
No.
So it was produced by Dickhouse, the Jackass guys.
Okay.
I think. Or they were. I know they did a Jackass special when it premiered.
Yeah.
And it's all these guys that have been... paralyzed, and they play rugby. So they're in these fucking Mad Max ass chairs.
Yeah,
and they are violent. And the one guy's like, "Yeah, what are we gonna break our necks?"
Yeah. Oh, honestly, the Paralympic hockey is like fun to watch. They're
100%. Yeah.
The official U.S. hockey Twitter page made a promo for it. They called it "Seated Rivalry."
All right, Shannon, show us a. I just want these guys to see how cool this is. And it's a great movie.
When I was 16, I was in a car accident. I was out on the back porch, and he was trying to pick a fight with me, and he picked me up and threw me off the deck, and it snapped my spinal cord.
Why is there not a reality show about this?
And I spent 13 and a half hours pulled onto a branch until somebody found me. It used to be called Murder Ball, but you can't really market Murder Ball to corporate sponsors. We have a reputation of always winning gold.
This is ours for the taking, boys.
They're going to be talking all kinds of trash.
Yeah! Yeah, baby, yeah! Yeah, anytime, big boy.
We wanted them! We got them!
This is fun. Are you getting jacked up right now?
Yeah.
One, two, pin! Attack, attack, attack! Boom!
Oh!
Hell yeah. They're doing the haka.
Like, the more pitiful I am, the more the women like me. I went and spoke at a rehab hospital, and there's this young guy. We couldn't get him out of the rugby chair when it was time to leave. He's just like, this is great. I want to go hit stuff.
People say some of the dumbest things. Like, I'll be loading groceries into my car, and people are like, do you need help in your car? It's like, well, I wouldn't have come to the grocery store if I couldn't get back in my car.
Remember Ocean's 11? Remember that little Asian guy that gets in that box?
I've actually done more in a chair than I did able body.
We're not going for a hug. We're going for a little milk.
If I know Matt Maron, the spirit of America is running through his veins right now.
Absolutely.
You are jacked up right now, right?
So jacked up.
It's a whole different aspect of being in a wheelchair.
Look at this fucking beast.
It's kind of hot.
Oh, yeah. No, that guy. That guy fucks.
Oh, yeah.
Mark Zupan. He was in, I think, Jackass 2.
Yeah.
They do a bit with him.
God damn. I just want to like smash a beer on my head and listen to Limp Bizkit right now.
That's fucking
awesome.
What a trailer. What a fucking idea.
Yeah.
Because what happens is the American coach defects to Canada.
Oh, fuck.
And they start winning all the matches. So now he's a prick.
Yeah.
And that's the one. You know exactly who it is. The guy that's talking shit the whole time.
The bald guy screaming and everything. Oh, yeah.
He's a fucking wicked prick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You get fucking. You feel America in this movie, yeah. dog.
I assume you've probably covered this already, but you heard about the cornhole champion.
Oh, yeah.
There was a paraplegic who's like a cornhole.
But
quadruple amputee who like murdered his girlfriend or his wife.
Yeah. Well, he was like a regular cornhole champion, right?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, before he became the.
No, I think he was playing regular cornhole.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't in, like, a handicapped league.
Oh, yeah, no. He was just playing with everyone else, yeah. And he shot his legs.
What was he throwing the ball with?
His nubs.
Nubs, yeah, yeah. Oh, shit. Well, cornhole's the backyard game with the
hole in the
bean bag.
Yeah, the bean bags.
And he was able to throw it with his, like,
but there's there's footage of him, like, climbing ladders with a gun on his back. He was like a hunter.
Yeah, there was, like, videos of him, like, shooting just in the backyard. Because everyone first thought is like, well, how'd this guy kill his girlfriend? And then it's like, oh, he knew how to use a gun.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, here we go.
25 years old out of Charlotte Hall, Maryland. He's killing it.
He did.
This is making me realize I'm not making use of my limbs enough.
My God.
I guess he can't get called for having a foot over the line.
Yeah.
Dub on the line.
Yeah. The best thing I saw, someone said, Oscar Pistorius kind of walked so this guy can kind of run.
Dude, this guy's over the line every throw.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to say anything.
Yeah.
He'd be really good at that ice luge shit.
He wouldn't need a thing. They could just send him down.
Yeah.
He's fired up.
Yeah, this guy rules.
Yeah.
I give him. Let him have one.
He gets one kill.
Dude, what if? What did she say?
Yeah.
He didn't kill his girlfriend, by the way.
Who'd he kill?
He killed a guy.
Oh, he killed a guy?
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought it was a chip. Wishful thinking.
Yeah.
No, the girlfriend has, like, come out and, like, kind of talked about it. But the guy was, I guess, a friend or an acquaintance. And this guy actually did date this amputee's girlfriend after he dated her. But this doesn't, I don't know that this has anything to do with that. But yeah, so we shot the guy and then dumped his body. And there were two witnesses in the car that watched him just shoot him in the car.
Okay, yeah. For some reason, I was with Matt. I thought he killed the chick, so I apologize for the misinformation.
Wait, so with no arms and no legs, he not only killed someone, he disposed of the body?
Yeah.
How did he dig the hole? For real.
That's a great question.
Maybe that was his pet project for months in his backyard. He was digging this hole.
Yeah.
With plotting his chin. The whole time. Yeah.
No, he just dumped the body. He didn't bury it.
Yeah.
He nubbed it out of the car.
And
cornholed it.
Yeah.
He threw it into a hole somewhere.
Yeah. It stayed right on the edge, and he had to throw another body to get both of them in. I don't know, man. Maybe he gets one. I want to know the situation.
Yeah.
I feel like that's extenuating circumstances.
I mean, if you're his friend who, like, if my best friend has no arms and no legs and he breaks up with the girl, I think I'm staying away from that girl. I'm good. You had her. Like, fucking your friend's girl in general is bad, but fucking your quadriplegic friend's girl.
Yeah.
It says that the argument was over, quote, drugs, guns, and a woman, and the two people were in the back seat when he did this, and he asked them to help him dispose of the body, and they just fled and called the cops.
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah.
That has got to be a weird phone call to make.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and assume that this guy has a massive penis. Just like, you just got to. Like, just.
Wait, what kind of drugs? What? Was it Blue Chew?
I doubt it was a joint.
Yeah.
That would be difficult.
Yeah.
So this guy
was
just...
a pre-roll.
Yeah.
Definitely not rolling any joints.
This guy was living a life, though.
Oh, yeah.
This is a movie.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this had to have been an Oscar Pistorius movie.
I would assume something.
Or a documentary or something.
Yeah.
So yeah, they got to do something with this guy. Although, I mean, no one ever really heard of him until, like, this murder is the way most people have heard of him, which
supposedly he's doing okay in prison, too.
Yeah. I mean, imagine you're
mad respect.
No arms, no legs, you're a cornhole champion, and in order to get on people's radar, you got to shoot someone.
First of all, you don't want to go to prison being a cornhole champion.
That, too. Yeah.
Also, you don't want to go to prison being a fleshlight.
Yes.
He is a fleshlight.
You don't want to. If fucking you in the ass, all it takes is to grab you by the waistband.
Yeah.
What's he going to do? I mean, I guess he can fight. I bet he's tough as shit.
Oh sure. Yeah.
I bet he nubs you right in the balls.
Yeah.
I bet he's mean. I bet he bites.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I bet he's tough as fuck. That's a fucking story. There's got to be a doc, or I mean, some actor has to fucking take the hit and fucking
Brad
CGI
Williams.
Out. Oh yeah, I guess you CGI out.
Make
the,
Timothy Chalamet do it.
Yeah,
make somebody really learn.
Yeah.
Fuck. All right.
Marty's supremely handicapped.
Hey guys, real quick, you ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft, like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about tea. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So, while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural testosterone levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. You can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. That's ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. Powerbraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show. All right. We got some more shit to go over. Shannon, tell us about April Fool pranks that went wrong.
Okay. So, let me see. I can just show you. It's just an Instagram that I found. So one was an employee pranked her boss, saying someone was robbing the store at gunpoint. But before she could reveal the truth, her boss had called the police and 4 cop cars had arrived.
That happened to Artie back in the day.
Yeah.
From Stern.
Really?
He was trying to flirt with a bank teller.
Yeah.
And he had just seen, I think it's Take the Money and Run. It's a Woody Allen movie.
Yeah.
And in the movie, he writes a fake heist note. And he's like, I'm just kidding. I want your phone number. And he did it to the girl. And she looked at it and immediately hit the button.
Yeah.
And him and his chick wound up getting arrested for attempted bank robbery.
Wow.
In the movie, what happens?
No, I can't remember.
Because we were talking before we came on air about these like old movies that just don't age well. The Billy Madison Passed Out. The thing is, in all those movies, the girl kind of likes it. In the movie, like the girl in the sand lot, the lifeguard after kind of looks at him and waves.
Yeah,
after
he just
sexually assaulted her. Like every time, that terrible message. One, they just showing it, and then also being like, and the girl secretly kind of okay with it. Like, no,
he took a big swing.
Yeah,
I mean, Animal House is a great movie.
Yeah,
when the teenage girl passes out.
Yeah.
The tissues fall out of her bra. You realize she's a child, and that he still has a straight up angel and devil on his shoulder situation.
Yeah.
On whether or not he should fuck her passed out.
Yeah.
And it's a conversation. It's not a, like, of course I shouldn't.
Yeah.
When literally he's like, fuck her tits, squeeze her tits, fuck her. It's her fault.
In American Pie, the first one, Stifler like roofies a girl, and that was like not even seen as
does
like...
Does he roofie a girl?
Or someone roofies the girl at the party? I think Stifler does.
I don't think there's a roofie in American Pie.
And then the first one at the party scene.
Somebody comes in Stifler's beer.
Okay, I thought there was a roofie scene.
I don't think there's roofies in it.
Okay, I remember there being...
The only thing in a drink is the one that gets a blowjob and he comes in the beer and Stifler chugs it.
Maybe I'm remembering a different movie.
There used to be a lot more drink and cum jokes.
Yes, yeah.
Back in the... Van Wilder, would they jerk off the bulldog into all the cannolis and then everyone's just pouring cum in their mouth?
Oh, yeah.
That's the only thing they kept from Bert Kreischer's life when they made that into the movie, by the way.
There was one of the straight-to-DVD American Pies. There's like a frat one, and there's a scene where they all like, in order to get in the frat, you have to go into a barn house and fuck a goat. And they all go in. Everyone just comes in the condom and then comes out and brags about it. But there was one guy who got kicked out because he actually fucked the goat. And they go in and they're like, oh my God, you're not supposed to actually fuck the goat. Yeah, movies used to be great.
Devil's advocate.
Yeah.
If you're going to fuck a goat, why wear a condom?
I mean, I think the idea is that they just all pretend to fuck the goat.
I'm just saying, I would call shenanigans.
Yeah.
You think? If my friends were going to fuck an animal, wouldn't be the first time. And also didn't use condoms.
Yeah.
But if ever, if you're that desperate,
you at least want to...
For hot and warm, you're not going to put a condom on.
Yeah.
It's not like you can get it pregnant. I guess you're going to get goat herpes.
The kind of person who's going to fuck a goat isn't going to be like, wait, I should do this responsibly.
But enough about Priya's cousins.
Right.
I was going to say, was that American Indian pie? Yeah.
American Life of Pie?
There are so many. E-Fuck used to have them. And it would be videos. You would just see a guy humping like over a fence. And then his friends would put the camera up. And it would be livestock.
Yeah.
And they would all giggle. Like nobody would be like, ew, dude.
Yeah. There was like a vice. Yeah.
If you're gonna force your dick into something, let it be a goat.
Yeah.
Let it be a goat.
Norton, in one of his specials, has a joke that's like, I think it should be judged based on the size of the animal.
Yeah.
Like a chicken, you're hurting it.
Yeah.
A cow, the cow's probably like, what are you doing back there?
Yeah. I think there was like a Vice documentary. They were like in Colombia or something. They talked to people who like fuck their goats.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there was like some comment that was kind of, it was like, hey, if these people are like incels and desperate, it's like kind of like when you're saying, better to fuck a goat than like rape someone.
Yeah.
I guess you are raping the goat. I don't know if the goat can consent or not, but I guess better to rape a goat than a girl.
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah.
Or a baby.
Well, unless you're trying to cure it of AIDS.
Right.
I think I read something somewhere. This could be me 100% making something up, that sheep pussy is the closest in texture to human pussy.
I would have thought it was pig pussy, because you know how they say pigs are very anatomically close to...
humans?
Yeah, but don't pigs have corkscrew dicks?
No, I think that's duck. Oh, pigs do also.
Yeah.
And ducks.
Yeah.
I know, apparently ducks have corkscrew dicks, and this is also something I feel like I've heard, but could be making up.
And then that cats dicks... have those vaginas that have
cat penises have barbs.
Yeah.
So that A, they can't pull away, and B, it cuts the vagina and induces ovulation.
Yeah, I think it was that a duck's vagina is like chambered. A corkscrew shape to like evolutionary fight against rape. So male ducks' dicks evolution changed to be corkscrews they can still rape.
I got this. I've done the research on this because I did do a movie with duck rape in it.
Yeah.
Female ducks, so ducks rape so much. They're the Puerto Ricans of the bird community.
Yeah.
Ducks rape so much that the females have chambered vaginas. And they can basically open and close which chamber they want the dick to go in.
Because
some of the chambers lead to the ovaries. And some are like a dead end in a haunted house. Like H.H. Holmes' house, where you just open a door to be a brick wall. so that if she is mounted by a duck that she does not see fit to be the father of her ducklings, she can put him in the don't get me pregnant chamber, which sounds great, by the way.
That's amazing in theory. Amazing.
But I think don't pig orgasms last like a half an hour? Shannon, look up how long a pig orgasm is. Mm. If not, I'll show you. Didn't know we were going to get here today. A domestic pig's orgasm is commonly sized lasting the average of 30 minutes, with reports suggesting they can last up to 90 minutes in some cases. This duration is also mentioned as the longest among mammals. The high volume of semen produced by boars is a factor in this lengthy process.
I need to know about the volume of semen right now.
Yeah. They turn it up to 11.
What is this 30 minutes of semen?
Is that a male pig's orgasm? Do female pig orgasms not exist also?
In my experience, yeah. No. It's a myth.
Yeah. A female pig orgasm is a myth. Oh, man. A male pig just... can't stop coming for 30 minutes.
I'm done.
After 30 minutes.
I'm going to cut. Never mind.
30 minutes later. That's all, folks.
A mature boar ejaculates a large volume of semen, usually ranging from 200 to 300 milliliters, but it can vary between 100 milliliters and 1,200 milliliters, depending on age, breed, and frequency of collection. The ejaculate is produced in high volumes, often lasting for several minutes. Shannon, YouTube this.
This is 355 milliliters.
So it could be four of those.
That's insane.
That's a lot. But that might be what that is. if you told me that was pig cum and there was no label on it, I wouldn't be able to say.
I mean, that is true. It is creamy.
Yeah. Shannon, is there video of a pig coming? Like, not like an internal. I'm not asking for like the.
Zach's phone.
I'm not asking for like a porn. Is there just a pig on top of another
Hold
pig?
On. I have a semen collection of a pig.
100%.
It's going to come in a couple seconds from here. Uh huh.
Clean out all of that. They got two prostates? What's going on?
After this process is complete, this is when the technician will remove their outer glove and only have their clean glove for collecting semen.
Imagine being a struggling actor and this is the gig you get.
Should remove the outer glove that has been used to clean the prepucial fluid. This will Pause. Allow the technician to use a clean glove.
So, this lady just has to look and go, it's a living.
Yeah. So as a girl, after, you know, there's always that if somebody comes in you, there's that moment where afterwards you kind of do just, you like push it out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? If he's coming for 30 minutes, she's pushing for an hour. Like she's, yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot. Dude, that's, well, no, I guess you're just taking the load.
Dude. Directly contact the penis. Hold the penis perpendicular to the uh-huh. bone when it is sure. extended. This will help if there is any remaining prepucial fluid in the prepuce. It could run down the length of the penis and end up in the collection device. If the penis is perpendicular to the boar's body, then the fluid will not enter the collection mug.
Pause.
I just love.
I bet it's real easy to get this pig to go into this room.
I was going to say, there's nothing holding this pig down. The pig is there voluntarily. There's nothing holding this pig down.
Like,
right
if
now.
You think your dog goes nuts when it hears walk. Yeah. Or you have to like spell cookie around your kid. This pig is that pig sees that fucking carpeted thing,
yeah.
And it's like a lady's gonna jack me off.
Yeah,
sweet.
How do you make a wild boar not so wild anymore?
You think on the pig's birthday she goes glove off?
Don't tell your friends. Yeah. Keep it going.
Look at the grip of the gloved hand with the penis. Here I am using an AI catheter to mimic the boar's penis. In an ideal situation, the tip of the penis would extend slightly beyond the collection technician's gloved hand to avoid semen from coming in contact with the glove itself. This is seen in the picture here on the right. However, in practice, sometimes this cannot be avoided. But let's remember
some
that the
pigs got tiny dicks.
And the gel fraction can serve as sources of bacterial contamination to the semen sample. If the tip of the penis is resting inside the palm of the collection technician's hand, like the picture on the left,
you can shame the pig in front of his friends.
The ejaculate pass over the same surface as the bacterial contaminated pre-sperm fluid did. As the boar begins to ejaculate, ensure that that pre-sperm fraction is not directed into the collection device. The sperm-rich fraction and ejaculated fluids following it should be collected in the collection device.
Is it going into
this
cheesecloth?
The gel fraction as well, which typically passes out
That's
during the collection.
That's got to be the worst way to get waterboarded.
Once the boar has completed the ejaculation, the gel fraction and filter should be quickly disposed of while the technician is still in the barn. The semen sample should be sealed and placed into the warming cabinet.
Holy shit!
Well, that's a prize pig. So,
how do you know if you're... That's a lot of cum. That's a lot of pig cum.
A lot of fucking cum.
That.
But also not like over a half hour. That's got to almost be like.
Like a Mr. Coffee.
Yeah. Like that doesn't. It does. Yeah, it does seem. It's like coming out probably slowly for 30 minutes.
It's a Keurig.
Yeah.
At what point in your life did you make a right when you're supposed to make a left?
Yeah.
When you're the lady that collects the pig cum. Like, did you grow up and you're like, you know, I love animals, but yeah. We're like, I'm going to be a vet.
It's probably,
and then
yeah.
Like, you got caught doing something and they're like, yeah, we got limited jobs. It's like how somebody becomes a construction worker because they have weed charges.
Yeah. Or I wonder the woman who's narrating the whole thing too, how does she get to the point where she's yeah. like, is she trying to be a newscaster or like.
What sucks is the lady that read for work. That and didn't get it.
Yeah.
Honey, I got a call back for the pig cum doc.
The audition room for people reading for the pig cum doc.
Just a bunch of ladies sitting with the paper going, and then you masturbate the corkscrew penis of the pig.
Yeah. And I just,
oh my God, you're so good. You're going to get it.
And there's just one really weird looking dude who wants it really bad.
Yeah. Part of me wants to believe it was a porn star that was famous for hand jobs that just transitioned into this.
Or thing. A fluffer.
Yeah,
but I feel like the fluffer's job is to keep, well, the fluffer's to keep you hard, because yeah. that's, talk about a job, like, that's got to be, like, the worst internship, when being you're the guy, when you're the yeah. girl that has to blow or slowly jerk off the guy in between takes.
Yeah.
Because you know every once in a while a guy is like, oh, hold on, sorry, and because you can't be too good at your job.
Yeah.
You got to right. be real, you got to be a technician.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
But where do you, Shannon, how much would it cost in dollars for you to do that once? I'm talking about me.
I was going to ask, can I pick the person?
No, a pig.
Oh, this?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a porn fluffer.
To jerk off and collect the cum of a pig.
For like a half an hour?
Yeah.
$5,000?
Get the fuck out of here. We can raise that in a week.
I'm very poor. I really need money.
Yeah, honestly, I'm just trying to go for the lowest. For a half hour of work, I got a glove on. I could like listen, put some headphones on, listen to Zach Amico's Morning yeah. Zoo. Yeah, listen to a podcast, just kind of do this over here for 30 minutes.
I bet your arm gets tired.
I mean,
and from experience.
Probably, but I feel like of all the things you have to deal with there, my arm being tired is probably the one I can handle the best.
All right, here's a proposition. What would you rather have to do?
Okay.
Jerk off a pig to completion.
Yeah.
Or finger a female pig until you know she's had an orgasm. Because I feel like, guy pig, yeah. at least I think I got an idea.
Yeah.
Girl pig, I don't know what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to do angles. I'm going to have, it's going to be a lot. My hand's going to cramp up.
Yeah. I'm thinking I would want
to. It's going to stink.
Also, if the penis is like this or the vagina's like this too.
Oh, yeah. You're going to get carpal tunnel.
Yeah. Mm. I agree with you, but I also don't want to be gay. So I think I got to pick the female pig.
I'll go corkscrew penis.
You're going yeah. corkscrew. I think
no, I would jerk off the pig.
I think Shannon, Jorge, your thoughts?
I would also pick the boy pig.
Jorge, around the horn?
Yeah, I want that pig dick.
Clip that.
Yeah.
I want that on the soundboard yeah. next week.
Unless we find out like it's actually really easy to make a female pig orgasm and we all just chose to jerk off a pig for 30 minutes when it could have been like a 2-minute process.
Yeah. In my experience, it depends on how comfortable they are with themselves.
Right, yes. Yeah, that's true.
If they're real used to you and you've been together a while,
yeah.
you figure it out.
Right, yeah. So would you rather jerk off a male pig for 30 minutes or build a life with a female pig and gain her yeah. trust?
Oh, it'd feel like restarting.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, dude. That's because you've seen the guys that like collect horse cut and it's like a sleeve, but you got to jerk off the horse. Like, you're jerking off a horse. But that seems.
You need two hands for that shit.
Well, it seems. Well, no, they make like almost like giant pocket vaginas and they have a balloon at the end.
That's what they're going to use the cornhole guy for.
Yeah, that's
that's his work leave.
10 years of hard labor.
That's his work leave from jail. He's used to jerk off horses.
Nah, dude, that motherfucker would be sitting fucking laying on his belly doing it with his leg nubs reading a book. He knows his business.
Yeah.
All right, one or two more things before we're out of here. Shannon, you did the work on this, so let's do it. Real or fake April Fool's products?
Okay. Full disclosure, I didn't do the work on it. I just saw it. I found an article, but I thought it would be fun.
Wait, Shannon, hold on. I'm done. Okay, go ahead.
Is that towards me?
No, no. No, that was me coming.
We spent 10 minutes talking about pig cum. We're like, wait, I have a sound drop for it.
Oh, yeah, wait, I have a pig coming.
Okay, so hold on. Don't share it.
Shannon, I would never, ever play that and insinuate that you're a pig. That okay. That is not that is not my business here on this program.
I appreciate it. Okay, so here, let me just see which is a fun one. Okay, here's one. So this is a Welch's fruit snacks in banana.
I'm going to go no, because I feel like there would be a picture of the snack on it, not just loose banana.
Why's the banana got abs?
He's a sexy banana. He's Cuban.
Don't you know if you eat sugary snacks, you get great abs?
And I'm also going to say no because it says drama is our main ingredient.
Yeah, I would say no. But that's the type of thing, like, I could see a banana-flavored fruit snack. So it almost, like, I feel like it's the type of thing that seems so realistic you wouldn't even think it's a prank. But yeah, that drama.
Yeah, I'm going to go no because I feel like there would be a picture of the banana-shaped fruit snack on the cover as opposed to loose slices of banana, which are not appealing to look at.
Yeah.
Appealing, you get it?
Yeah, there you go.
So it is fake. Yeah,
it's like your monkey humor.
Here's a couple other ones. It is fake. Here's a couple other ones they did.
Is that Nick Cannon?
There's a coconut.
No, he was the banana one.
Yeah. was Nick Cannon? What did Nick Cannon just do? He was like trending for something recently.
No clue.
I think he said something. I don't know.
Okay, Rasolina.
This is a play on the Fruit Love Island that's been going around social media.
Okay. All right. What else we got, Shannon?
So these are combining this flavor of soda, peaches, and cream with wipes.
Ooh.
Body wipes. Peaches and cream is the flavor. And they're promoting it as peachy clean wipes.
I'm going to go no, because Olipop isn't that like the probiotic soda?
Yeah. Yeah, they do. Like there's like Olipop root beer. Mm-hmm.
It's a high fiber functional soda.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, they're good.
Given their ethos, I could see how they want to support your tract from the start to the end.
Yeah. I feel like it would be a wipes brand, not a soda brand moving into wipes.
Yeah.
I could see a wipes brand moving into flavors before I see a soda brand moving into asshole wipes.
So they're also, it's they're combining with the company Good Wipes.
Oh, bring it back up then?
It's a collab. Oh, I didn't see you take it down.
A collab between Good Wipes and Olipop.
I think this is real.
You know what? I'm going to go fake, but I'd like to find out.
Yeah, I think it's real. I can see that being real.
It is not real.
Ah.
Damn it.
So this is Raising Cane teaming up with Coca-Cola for Cane's Sauce Coke.
No.
I should have gone with Zach on if anyone in this room is an expert on wipes and soda.
Yeah. No, that's enough. That's definitely.
Is a Raising Cane soda?
Yeah, no. That's absolutely not.
There are like fast food or restaurant brands that do like their own sodas, right? I feel like I've heard of that before.
Well, I mean Mountain Dew Baja Blast.
Yeah, specifically for Taco Bell.
Buffalo has a Loganberry soda that's exclusive to a lot of Buffalo restaurants. Yeah.
Have you tried? I just tried for the first time the there's a new Mountain Dew, like Dirty Mountain Dew.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they put like a vanilla cream in it. It's pretty good.
Pretty solid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just tried Dr. Pepper Cream.
Okay.
I've become a zero sugar boy with my soda.
I pretty much always am.
I Amazon them.
Okay.
So that I don't buy shitty soda.
Yeah.
and I just tried the zero sugar Dr. Pepper cream soda collab.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah. That's. I grew up, my family always drank like diet soda when I was a kid. So when I got older and had non-diet soda, I was like, this is good too, but I don't have
it's
the
kind of too sweet.
A little
me.
Bit.
I grew up,
yeah.
My family always had diet soda too.
Yeah. So now like I can still drink like regular soda, but a lot of people have like, if they go to diet, it's such a like downgrade. For me, not at all. So
yeah, I feel like yeah. I don't really enjoy like a regular Coke.
Yeah.
Is like too, I'll do a cane sugar.
Yeah.
A Mexican Coke is really good.
There is something about like going to a pizzeria and getting just a regular can of Pepsi.
Oh, for me, it's like a Dr. Brown's.
Oh, I'm whenever I go to Katz's, the Dr. Brown's Black Cherry.
Yeah, those are the a glass bottle is a treat.
I'm not going to lie. I had a full sugar Pepsi the other day and I had like palpitations and sweats. I was like, I can drink a bottle of tequila and be fine, but this fucking full sugar Pepsi.
Yeah. I don't know. Something about, I think maybe because I just grew up watching Britney Spears commercials. I'm like, yeah I want a Pepsi.
I want a black friend.
Yeah. I'm honest, I'm very susceptible to any ad campaign. Like,
oh, 100%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll see an ad for something and it's in my mind for days.
Yeah.
I am a moron. I am who is being advertised to.
Absolutely. If I need car insurance, my first thought is, well, the Gecko. I gotta get Geico.
I will highly recommend. I had one soda I did not care for and one I really did. I had the Fruity Pebbles Liquid Death.
Okay.
Which tastes like you put seltzer into a cup that used to have cereal milk in it.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't really do it.
Yeah.
But I believe it's Mug, has a root beer float zero sugar.
Okay.
That's kind of like, it tastes really good.
Honestly.
It's a banger.
Any kind of sugary drink, I generally will, like, I have a sweet tooth. I went, last year for my birthday, me and my friends went to Red Lobster, and they have the margarita flights, where it's just three different, it's just sugar in a glass.
My wife did that at Outback, too.
Yeah, and I'm like, this is great. I loved it.
I had something else that was a fucking banger. I can't remember now. All right, moving on, Shannon.
Yeah.
So this is from, we share it. It's from Crumble, and it's a everything bagel cookies from Crumble.
I would say that could work. I don't know if it's real, but I want it to be.
Yeah.
Cookies for breakfast.
Cookies for breakfast. Reese's for
I know
breakfast.
What I was
going to
say. If you're, because you just said Katz's.
Yes.
If you're doing good Jew Deli breakfast.
Okay.
A Manhattan special.
What's a Manhattan special?
It's like a coffee soda.
Oh, okay. I have not tried that before.
Shannon, you're
like
New York trash.
Soda and the club soda and the coffee?
No, Shannon, you know what I'm talking about, right?
I'm not like a, I don't like drink fun drinks.
Shannon, could you just Google Manhattan special soda?
Yeah. Oh, we got a lot of New York. Me and Priya are Queens trash.
Hell yeah. Let's fucking go.
Yeah, there's a place called Shelsky's in Brooklyn that's like old school Jew Deli.
Yeah.
And they do a Szechuan peppercorn bagel.
Yeah.
And then I do, yeah. So, yeah, that's a Manhattan special. It's an espresso coffee soda.
Okay.
And that's a banger. That's a real good Jew Deli treat.
Yeah.
Mm. All right, Shannon, tell us about the everything bagel cookie.
So everyone put their guesses in.
What do you guys say?
I'd say yes. We haven't had a real one yet, and this, I think, seems the most feasible so far. Wait, did we find out the Raising Cane's soda was real or not?
Oh, no, it's definitely
fake.
No,
real.
Okay, yeah.
So these cookies are real.
Yes.
It's, both the cookie sides are like a thin buttery cookie and then a light cream cheese filling. It's almost everything bagel seasoning, so it just doesn't have the onion and the garlic.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, that does sound pretty good.
A little sweet and salty.
Yeah, that sounds good in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Honestly, they're coming out with like a bunch of things that are like healthy snacks.
Oh, I bet they're not Crumble.
Did you just call that a healthy snack?
Not Crumbles, but I just mean in general, these like weird combinations. I've had these like protein pretzel snacks. And like they're just combining things and then trying to tell you also there's very low sugar. And I
saw a thing the other day that was what has more calories, a Crumble cookie or this? And one of them was like a Big Mac meal.
Yeah.
And they're like, Crumble cookies works for you.
Wow. Whoa.
The big ones? Yeah. Those will.
I could totally see them in a boardroom just like, how do we sell cookies in the fucking morning?
Yeah.
How do we sell them in the morning?
Yeah.
We need morning cookies.
Yeah.
Shannon, we got one or two more?
Yeah. So speaking of protein, protein pickles from Clausen. Yeah,
I can see that one.
I mean, they're doing everything with protein.
Everything
now.
With protein.
Yeah, they have like the Starbucks protein lattes now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, anything that they're putting protein in, I believe is probably real.
Dunkin' has protein coffees now.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
I'm going 100%. That one sounds.
I don't know about the pickles though. I'm gonna say that one's fake.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go. I bet it is, Shannon.
That one is fake. It's not real. Because how would the protein actually get into the pickle?
That's a good point.
Just like
it
in
is.
The juice.
How do they put it in coffee?
It's true. Shannon, we
is
got
there
one
protein
more.
Is there protein coffee?
Or lattes? Yeah. I mean, they're trying. That'd be a jack. Yeah,
Dunkin',
deli.
I think Dunkin' has a banana protein thing.
Yeah.
Let's do this one. Maybe you could share it. This is pink goldfish.
Is there an official flavor? This is pink.
This is October for Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Hold on, just click away for a second. I don't want you to see the above.
I would assume it could almost be like a birthday cake flavor, but I think they would be called birthday cake.
Yeah, they have like rainbow goldfish but they're just different colors and they're just goldfish.
I mean, we're acting like the original color of goldfish is a naturally occurring
color.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
in all fairness, that is the color that. No, it's not even really the color goldfish are.
Yeah.
It's more of a cheddar color. And I know cheddar is not a color, it's a flavor.
Yeah.
But if you had a crayon called cheddar, that's the color it would be.
You look like you call all colors by what type of food you eat.
Let me get that licorice crayon real quick. Ew, you color in broccoli?
Yeah.
Shannon, tell us.
So this one is not real.
Okay.
No.
Okay, we got one more and then we'll call the show.
Hold on. Let me just make sure it's a good one.
I looked it up, by the way. The Nick Cannon thing that I was thinking of, it was just that he came out supporting Trump because the Democratic Party is the party that had slaves.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. Great.
I saw Nick Cannon's name trending about something that everyone has an opinion on, and I was like, what was it again? And I was like, oh, Nick Cannon just said something weird. It's dumb.
All right, Shannon, give us one more, and then we'll end today's app.
Last one is, it's from Dude Wipes. And it's a butt mask, and it's made to like lightly tighten the area of your butthole.
In case you're going swimming in a pool in Mexico.
Yeah, this girl needed that.
I think it waxes it also,
and bleaches it too. If it did all three, that would be amazing.
Is it like those teeth strip, like the teeth whitening strips? Also, question: if that little girl had a butt plug in, would that have saved her?
Nah, the butt plug would have gotten sucked out.
I mean, there's got to be a butt plug company that's using that as their ad campaign now.
If you're going to get in a hot tub in Mexico, you want to go in prepared.
Yes.
I am going to go fake on that one because I feel like the packaging would be more appealing than having it ridged like an asshole.
I want it to be real just because they spelled mask with A-S-S
and that's very
in
funny.
The middle. Yeah.
Also that it says one size fits most is very funny.
Yeah.
One size fits most unless you're a three-year-old girl who just got back from Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is definitely fake.
Yeah, I think that's fake.
I think fake, but I'm praying it's real.
No, this one is fake.
Damn. Okay.
For comfort and restoration.
Restoration.
Comfort. Yeah. Comfort and restoration.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you to my wonderful guests, Priya Blunts and Matt Maron. Check out Comedy Fight Club. Please keep an eye on Priya's socials for her 420 show at Mike Tyson's new dispensary. And thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back on Friday with a banger bonus show where my dad calls in. You're going to love it. And we'll see you then here on The Morning Zoo. Goodbye. The bum's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down.